We don't want another war!
About 100 people turned out for a peace rally in front of Senator Herb Kohl's office on Madison's Capitol Square yesterday. As the small group of protesters circled in front of the senator's office across the street in the shadow of the state capitol dome, the weekly throng of shoppers filed slowly past the produce booths at the farmers market. 2 10-foot-tall puppets on stilts towered amidst the crowd of families, children, and students carrying homemade anti-war signs. One of the puppets was dressed as a skeletal Uncle Sam, carrying a sign reading, "Teach Peace, Not War." The goal of the rally was to urge Senator Kohl to vote against a resolution authorizing military action against Iraq. Progressive magazine editor Matt Rothschild invoked the Constitution in calling on Kohl and the rest of the Wisconsin congressional delegation to vote against the Bush administration's plans for war.
We are citizens of a democracy. We have a voice in what our government does. Our congresspeople have the sole power under Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution to declare war. They should not abdicate that. What we need most of all is not a preemptive strike. A preemptive strike would be a slaughter. We need a preemptive strike for peace. Thank you very much.
At Unitarian Parish, Minister Michael Schuller laid out 4 conditions he believes must be met before the country commits to war.
The diplomatic and nonviolent options have to be tried, and they have to be found wanting. That the social and economic conditions that foster terrorist activity have to be honestly addressed and resolved. We haven't even begun to do that. That every conceivable effort must be made to mitigate civilian suffering, and that military intervention absolutely must find support in the international community. All 4 of those conditions must be met before we entertain the thought of the kind of violence that we're ready to wreak on Iraq.
Marilyn Erlin, a nurse from New Glarus, says she agrees the conditions for war haven't been met, and she's worried if war begins, it will lead to the reinstatement of the military draft. She carries a sign reading, "It's time for peace." But she says she's not sure if demonstrations like this will have an impact on Congress or the president.
I'm doing this because I have to. It's in my heart and soul to try to do whatever I can to speak my mind. And I'm 50 years old, and I'm never sure of my protests meaning much to the powers that be.
Anti-war demonstrations are a decades-old tradition in Madison, and besides chanting, speechifying, and sign-carrying, singing is also part of that tradition. Yesterday's peace rally was no exception. Local singer Claire Norell wrapped up the event with an Arabic version of the traditional protest song, "We Shall Overcome." This is Wisconsin Public Radio News. I'm Gil Halstead.
Siadam biad al-yom.